Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey. Hey.
Happy Thursday.
Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, almost through another week. It is the 26th day of March. Oh, hey, sorry. Everything's wrong. The computer has coronavirus. Where were we? What is today? Today,
March 26th.
Thank you. Thursday.
I don't even know what day of quarantine we're in.
No one knows. No one knows what day it is. No one knows what time it is. I mean, everything's been thrown out the window.
Right. Like nobody has any clue what day of the week it is.
No.
How many days we've been locked up in our homes?
No, and everybody's on a different day, right? Depending on where you are in the country. Like, some people are on day 14. I'm like, oh, gosh. There was a meme going out yesterday. It said, this is from Pat Green, but I think he just copied it. Eighth day of self-isolation, and it's like Vegas in my house. We're losing money by the minute. Cocktails are acceptable at any hour, and nobody knows what time it is. And I was like, that's so true.
Seriously, the only consistent thing we have is like that we know that the Lyft, or at least the what Mayor Adler in Austin said, to it's April 14th to stay at home and stay away from work.
Yeah.
That's the only day I know.
Well, yeah. Okay. I mean, that's subject to change, too.
Exactly.
That day means nothing to me.
Nothing.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you that day was a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, or whatnot. I have no clue.
And I even thought it was April 13th, so who knows?
Yeah,
we're all confused, right?
I thought it was April 13th.
Yeah, I mean.
Maybe like, the 14th is
the
Easter.
The 14th is Tuesday.
That's not Easter.
You're definitely not.
Not Easter.
So who knows? Really, we have no idea. Just keep living our lives, and someone is going to tell us, like, things are back to normal.
Yeah.
I guess that's the only thing we can do, right? Try to stay as sane as possible.
How will I know? Will they, like, ring a bell? That's when things are normal?
You know what? You work in the media, Sarah, so I think you're going to get tipped off. Right?
You'll be first.
Yeah, you'll have a little heads up. All right, we're going to put you in a good mood with our happy story of the morning. That's on the way right after this on the Weekend Mix 94.7. Thank you so much for listening.
What's up?
Hey,
Sarah.
Hi.
I want to hear something happy.
Committing our happy story for the foreseeable future to highlights of positive things to come out of the coronavirus pandemic. And we're going to start off with a story about a musical high school student who is going viral on YouTube. She's used some of her at-home time to make an impressive coronavirus-themed Broadway medley. She does parts of 20 musicals. Sarah, you're going to love this. She jumps into the video with different costumes every time the music changes. Here is just a portion. Sarah, there are 5 musicals here. I want you to write down as many as you can.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
There goes the doctor with his gloves like always. A new patient has just arrived. Every morning just the same. Since COVID-19 has came, who knows how long the world will stay. My hands are alive with coronavirus. Memories of when I was in high school. Oh God, why are you so cruel? Senior year is somewhere over the virus. There's a new vaccine. No virus that there is or was is ever gonna bring.
All right, let's see how many Sarah got right. But first, can we just shout out this girl? How impressive was that?
Seriously. Oh, yeah.
All right, Sarah, voice. Go ahead.
All right, we got Beauty and the Beast, Ding. Sound of Music, Cats, yes. Yes. Wizard of Oz, yes. and Wicked.
Wow.
Boom. Yeah.
Nice.
Not even a challenge.
BuzzFeed posted a video roundup of teachers being goofy and keeping students entertained during online classes. One professor told his students they're in good hands and that he's used to the camera because he was an extra in Dirty Dancing.
The other thing I want you to not worry about is how good these lectures will be, because I don't want to brag, but this is not my first time on camera. You see, in 1986, I was an extra in the hit film Dirty Dancing.
How about that? Astronaut and former space station commander Chris Hadfield got on YouTube and shared some pointers on how to get through self-isolation and still be productive without going nuts. Here is his four main tips.
It's an extremely dangerous environment up on board the space station, and yet we find a way to thrive and be productive that far away from our normal lives. We do it through four different things. Number one, understand the actual risk. Don't just be afraid of things. Go to a credible source and find out what is truly the risk that you're facing right now. You, your family, your friends, the people that you care about. And then what are you trying to accomplish? What are your objectives? You know, what's your mission for right now? Make that clear for this afternoon, for this week, for the next month. What do you want to get done? Then look at your constraints. Who's telling you what you need to do? What financial resources do you have? What are your obligations? Then take action. Start doing things. They don't have to be the things that you always did before. Take care of family, start a new project, learn to play guitar, study another language, read a book, write, create. It's a chance to do something different that you've maybe not done before. And then repeat.
And finally, you may have heard the coronavirus joke going around. Your grandparents were called to war. You were called to sit on the couch. Well, 95-year-old World War II veteran Harry Fenn wants you to take it seriously, because even though he survived landing on the beaches of Normandy, he is counting on you to keep him safe from COVID-19.
My name is Harry Fenn, and I'm 95 years old. In 1944, I served my country and did my duty. Now it's your duty to sit on the couch. Please save lives. It's as simple as that.
Looking for the bright lights during this gloomy time. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah, and we can't thank you enough for listening to Mix 94.7 and streaming through the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
50 Cent is worried he's going to get fat during coronavirus. He's already ballooned up to over a dollar.
Good morning. You know, life is crazy for all of us, and we understand that there are a lot of people that are going through some hardships. So we want to, whenever possible, just do like random listener check-ins. Call up listeners that we have numbers for and just see how they're doing. So we've got Lacey on the line right now. Good morning, Lacey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We were just doing a quick listener check-in. We wanted to say hi and see how this whole quarantine thing was going for you. I think you just got married. Is that right?
I did. I got married in January.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Out of the gate, you're spending a little too much time with your husband.
No, it's good. It's been fun. I still get to go out and work, so.
Oh, good.
I get to come. I don't work for super long, so I get to see him a lot, but he works from home now until this whole thing blows over.
Did you guys live together before getting married?
We did not.
Now that you're spending a whole lot of time together.
You don't regret it?
Nope.
You're still happy?
Never.
What have you learned about your husband? Is there one thing that you found out since you've been quarantined that you didn't know about him before?
Well, that's a good one. Probably that he is a little more introverted. He started to get more extroverted towards our wedding, and then he's reverted back to his introvert ways, and I think it's the funniest thing ever. However he wants to be, because he was super introverted at the beginning of our relationship and then became extroverted, and now he's being introverted again, so it works.
What does that mean?
He's really enjoying the time alone by himself and not having to go out and be with people. When, like, you know, before he was like, yeah, we should play that fun thing.
Is that a baby?
That is a baby. I'm a nanny.
Oh,
like, dang. I was like, you guys work fast.
Yeah. No. Definitely not. Right. Not mine.
Oh. Are you guys working on that?
No.
You have plenty of time during the day.
Plenty of time. 9 months from now, we're going to see a lot of babies being born.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah. That's what I've heard. Yeah. Nope. Not us. That gets rid of the baby fever, being a nanny.
Bro, that's for sure. Well, listen, we don't want to take up any more of your time. We just wanted to check in and see how you're doing, let you know that we're thinking about you. We appreciate you listening whenever you get a chance.
Yeah, thanks.
You know all the different ways you can hear us, right?
Yes, I do. Okay. I listen to y'all like every morning.
I love it. Love it.
Thank you.
Even if you're not able to do it in the car, you can listen to us on the radio.com app on your phone or through your smart speaker. Just say, play Mix 94.7.
I do that all the time. Love it.
Yay.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's cool. All right.
Bye.
Say bye. Say bye.
Coming up next, there's an update on the Tiger King. He is suing the government. Y'all will tell you all about that. Plus, some UT students created something very helpful to help us find the essentials we need during this time where we can't seem to find anything. Plus, some non-serious Corona nuggets. That is all on the way in 3 minutes in What's Trending, coming up on Mix 94.7.
Here's What's Trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, another day in this weird universe we live in. Here are some Corona nuggets for you this morning. We talked about it on the show, but now we have some hard data that shows divorce rates are skyrocketing from couples who are stuck in quarantine together. Some divorce attorneys say they have seen a 50% rise in calls from potential clients.
That's ridiculous. Like, there's other things you could be worried about. You're really thinking and getting the wheels in motion to get a divorce?
Well, I have to think, Alex, and I'm no psychologist, but I would imagine there were problems brewing in the relationship before all of this started, and this only compounded the issue.
Yeah, I guess. You're right.
So many people in New York City have been trying to adopt cats and dogs over these past few weeks. The shelters are running out. That's a great nugget.
Yeah.
It's so true. I mean, if you're home alone right now, you gotta adopt a pet. What else are you gonna do?
And you'll have it potty trained by the time this ends. I mean, you have nothing else to do, right?
A 19-year-old woman in the UK is spending her time in quarantine calling her exes to see what went wrong, and now she's sharing the results. I think that's awesome. Nobody else thinks that's cool.
No, I really don't.
A guy in Spain disguised himself as a dog so he can leave the house without being fined.
Jeez.
What?
How do you spell quarantine? Anyone want to take a stab at it?
Q-U-A-R, quar, and then maybe an I, and then throw in a T-I-N-E.
Okay. Alex, you want to give it a shot?
Q-U-A-R, quaren, E, or did I say R, R-E? R Corin N T I N E.
Okay, well, you both got it wrong.
Oh, sweet. I mean, I see the word every single day, but I still don't know how to spell it.
Quarantine. Q-U-A-R-A-N-T-I-N-E. But at least you were close. The most popular spelling online, believe it or not, is quarantine. C-O-R-N.
Ooh. Seriously?
T-E-E-N. Quarantine. Now I'm not going to be able to pronounce it any other way, but quarantine.
Hey, I finally saw Tiger King on Netflix last night.
Well, it's about time.
I mean, I knew you guys were talking about it. Lay down their gun. I understand how you cannot turn it off.
It's impossible.
I mean, it's already addicting on Netflix watching anything because it starts another one for you, but this is one you can't shut off. I actually fell asleep during a little bit of it because I was so tired, it was so late, but then woke up and got back in the action. So it doesn't surprise me that Joe Exotic is wanting to get paid. He's in jail, correct? For murder for hire plot right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's
in Oklahoma, which in itself is jail. So he's in jail.
He's suing the U.S. Department of Interior and the U.S. Federal Wildlife Service, saying that they targeted him with certain wildlife regulations and put him out of business. He wants $78.8 million for that.
Wow.
Now, he's also suing two former colleagues who allegedly set him up on the murder rap, which he says contributed to the death of his mother. He wants another $15 million from them. Y'all, what I've learned from this whole show are cat people, not like little cat house pet cats, but
exotic animals. Yes,
they're just crazy. Weird. Yes, I mean, I can't believe there were so many of them. I cannot believe this goes on.
At the end of the show, I ended up hating everybody except for that one woman without the arm that was sitting in a junkyard.
Yes,
she was the only sane person of the whole bunch.
Out of the bunch. You know how right now it's really hard to find what you need at the grocery store? Like, you might go to one grocery store and they don't have what you need. Mm-hmm. Well, there are two UT computer science So what starts here changes the world. And they felt bad for their family shopping at all the different grocery stores for essentials. So over their actual spring break, they created a website they call the Expedia for grocery shopping. It's called InStock, I-N-S-T-O-K. You can get it if you text food to 51993. And all you do is you type in the product you want, your zip code, and it tells you which stores around you have it.
Wow.
So, for example, I've been looking for flour. I put in flour into 78681, and it shared that there is a little bit of flour at a Target near me in Pflugerville.
Nice.
The best is, though, I put in yeast, as in baking yeast, but the website didn't quite understand that. And it showed me searches for Monistat in the area.
That's awesome.
Is it in stock?
Yeah, it is in stock. Also, PhD, a feminine health boric acid yeast infection relief 24 count.
Thank goodness.
Also in stock.
Divorce rates are skyrocketing. The Tiger King is suing the government for more than $78 million. And there is a website that'll help you find the grocery essentials that you can't seem to find. Just text food to 51993. We'll send it to you. That's what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. It's time for a Booker, Alex, and Sarah quarantine update with our own Sarah Catherine Osborne.
My husband and I are trying to find dumb ways to entertain ourselves, and something really positive happened. I was cleaning, and I found a bunch of wine that I had hidden. So my husband and I have almost been together an entire year. And when I moved into the house, I found all this wine that was really, really old and really, really cheap. No offense, but like $9 bottles of wine, which is what I buy all the time. But these were bottles of wine from 10 plus years ago.
Dude, why are you saving them?
And you might be thinking, well, wine ages well. And I do believe that if you get like a really nice bottle of wine and it's in a wine cellar at a specific temperature through the years, it will taste really good. But if you're buying like a Trader Joe's $2 chuck and you're buying a wine, it's been sitting in a hot room for 10 years, it's going to taste not great.
Gross.
Well, I mean, even if you drink it the minute you get home, it's still going to taste like crap.
Hey, don't hate on Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Someone told me that part of it has blood, like animal blood, and I don't know if that's true or not. I have been unable to confirm nor deny that rumor. However, it's enough to put a little mental...
Well, let me gross you out about a lot of wine, because a lot of wine, I think even in the $10, $12, $13 bottles, they'll say things like that.
And by the way, all the guests at my wedding did not say anything about blood in our Trader Joe's wine.
Yeah, good. It's fine. Anyway, when I first like kind of started hanging out with my husband in his house, I found all that wine and kind of slowly started taking it out of the little like wine cabinet, because I was like, this isn't good. Can we throw it away? And he was like, no, we can't throw it away. I'm sure it's still good. So I kind of hid it in the back of a room, and then it was unearthed over the weekend.
Unearthed.
And I was like, can we finally throw this wine away? He's like, Sarah, we're not throwing it away. This is great wine. I was like, prove it. You open up a bottle tonight. You tell me if that's drinkable wine. So we started with one bottle and we started opening up the wine. We had, let me just like let you know, a Kendall Jackson from 1999.
Who was that? Was he in Jackson 5?
No, but
I have no idea about wine, Sarah.
I will tell you that like when I first started drinking wine, Kendall Jackson, like Chardonnay was kind of my go-to because it's easy and nice and buttery.
It's always at a gas station. It's always going to be available at a 7-Eleven.
But it's not good after 10 years in a room.
And it's not a bad wine. It's just like, it's just not meant to like live 21 years.
I like where you're going with this with your husband, because you started him with opening one bottle. So it's like, you're not going to save the bottle that you open. You have to throw it away, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, if you get him to open all these bottles, you got to throw them in the trash anyways, right?
Well, no, we started with one bottle. And I believe we started with some family friends of ours. They used to, back in the day, like in 2009, give out bottles that they would put a fun little label on of their Christmas wine. And
wait, they made their own wine?
No, like they went somewhere.
So this is from 10 years ago?
Yeah, we had wines ranging from 10 to 21 years old, but all bottles under about $12.
Okay.
We had 12 of them. So we spent about an hour going through every single bottle of wine.
Dude, you guys drank sips out of it.
I couldn't even drink a sip. The smell was so bad on some of these.
Oh my gosh.
Some of them, the the cork would just crumble in to the wine.
It's like, I give up, bro. I give up.
At one point, we had to get that big, like, a mesh thing to try to pour the wine through into the wine glass. Some of them, the color was not even red anymore. It was like a poop brown.
Oh,
it was
my God,
so
gosh.
Disgusting.
That's
but
awesome.
Credit to my husband. He took a sip from every single one. I would say the strongest flavor was Old Man's Sweater. That's really what came through all the wines. And we threw away 11 bottles of wine.
She found one that was drinkable?
We did.
You did?
It was a cherry wine from some hill country place that was just straight sugar that still tastes like Kool-Aid.
Really?
And that one is still okay to drink.
We go. His current record is 1,365 wins with just 121 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are reading for Danielle. Danielle is a stay-at-home mom in South Austin to two kids. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Danielle! Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to leave the room right now while Sarah and Alex root you on. Sarah's got five questions that she has written. Whenever you're done, I'll be back to answer the same five. Whoever gets more right is going to win. All right?
Okay. Sounds good.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Stay-at-home mom, and now you're staying at home all the time.
Ooh,
this has got to be miserable for you, huh?
No, it's a little tiring, but no, it's not miserable.
Very positive.
I guess you got lots of practice.
Yeah.
All right, Danielle, Mr. Brad Booker is out. Vidor.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Jonathan Goff is 35 years old today. Who does he play on Frozen?
Olaf.
Okay. Keira Knightley is celebrating a birthday today. She starred in what 2002 soccer film with David Beckham's name in it?
I have no idea.
Jennifer Grey is 60 years old today. She often goes by Baby in the movie Dirty Dancing, but what was her actual first name in Dirty Dancing?
Frances.
Okay. The Olympics have officially been postponed. Where were they going to be held?
Tokyo.
And finally, Oprah kicked out her partner into the guest house because he had been traveling for work, and she was like, you're not coming in my bed. What is the name of her partner?
Stedham?
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Booker! Hey,
how'd it go, Sarah?
Hey.
Well, she got a strong two right, but then she kind of got a third right because she was, like, right there. And I kind of just want to give it to her because, you know, Corona. But
that's the mulligan.
I feel like, you know, Corona just, you know. Anyway, I'll give her two out of five. I'll play fair.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yep. Kay. Let's do this.
Jonathan Goff is 35 years old today. Who does he play on Frozen?
Don't know, but I'm going to break it down. I know it's not Olaf because that's Josh Gad. So I'm going to go with the other boy in the movie, and that would be Kristoff.
That is correct.
All right.
Jonathan Goff.
Oh, I got that mixed up.
Keira Knightley is celebrating a birthday today. This is hard. She starred in what 2002 film about soccer with Beckham's name in it?
It's not hard at all. Been to like Beckham.
Oh.
Why'd you think that was hard?
I didn't think you watched that.
Oh, I didn't. But what movie has Beckham's name in the title would be, Bend It Like Beckham.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
Goody, goody gumdrops. I can't say it. Jennifer Grey is 60 years old today.
Oh,
I know.
Seriously.
Dirty Dancing playing Baby. But what was Baby's first name in Dirty Dancing?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me what her name was, and I had Baby ready to go.
Uh-uh.
What was her real name? Nobody puts Baby in the corner. The retirement home. 60. I don't know, Sarah.
Frances.
Well, that sounds like a 60-year-old woman's name.
So the Olympics have officially been postponed, which just breaks my heart. Where were the Olympics going to be?
Tokyo, Japan.
Yeah, and finally, Oprah had to kick her partner into the guest house. I don't really feel that bad for him, but he'd been traveling for work, and she's like, you're not getting my bed. Who is her partner?
Stedman.
Yeah, she said Stedden, so I didn't give it to her.
I would have given it to her.
Very close.
I would have given it to you if you said Gail.
Fine.
I mean, I would have taken that answer as well.
No, Stedman's not so allowed in her bed, but Gail is.
That is true. You got four out of five.
Danielle, thank you so much for playing, darling.
What did I get, three then?
Yeah, I'll give you three.
There you go.
I'll give you three.
Yeah. Yeah, give her three, Sarah.
Corona, okay, right, Sarah?
Corona.
I give you three because of Corona.
This is Danielle from South Austin. I can't beat Booker.
Oh, good try.
Last night in Late Night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
On the ever-growing list of notables who have the coronavirus is Prince Charles, who tested positive. The Queen, who is 93 years old, is said to be fine. The Queen will never get coronavirus. She's always wearing gloves and waving from far away. She's been preparing for this literally her whole life.
One thing that I have realized since we have been under quarantine for this coronavirus is that apparently prior to this, back when life was normal, nobody ate. Or I should say nobody went to the grocery store.
True that.
Because I don't understand. Like, we are getting record crowds at the grocery stores.
But, yeah, you know, I agree with you. But think about it. Think about how many people would get their breakfast at Starbucks every morning or wherever they went through.
Okay.
Then they would get their lunch out. And then they
Well,
go
you can
like,
still get your breakfast at Starbucks
know,
as long as you go through the drive-thru. You can still get your lunch out as long as you get it curbside or delivery.
This is true, but if you're working from home and your kids are there too, I mean, who's leaving the house every morning, every afternoon, and every night to go get their food anymore?
Yeah, that's true, especially if they're young kids. You don't want to be put strapped them in the seat and having to run out, you know?
It's true too, yeah.
And there's always people at the grocery store. No matter what time you went, there was always people.
But not like this.
Not
it's
like this.
Mayhem.
Right. And we didn't buy as much. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are buying way.
Well, now we're just buying stuff that we don't even need, that we never even dreamt of buying before, just because we feel like we gotta have it.
Yeah. Well, if you were in a grocery store and there's an aisle and it's completely empty and then there's one can left of Rotel tomatoes, you're like, well, I guess I gotta get it.
I mean, those what are those Hawaiian rolls, the Hawaiian bread?
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Bro, I never had that in my life, but the fact that I can't get the sliced bread anywhere, that's what I'm using. It feels so bad, but so good.
That's a good compromise.
We bought something that we would never, ever, ever, I didn't even know it existed.
Oh, talk to me.
My husband calls me the other day and he's like, Sarah, I have a surprise for you. He's like, it's not really a surprise, but it is a surprise.
Yes.
So I come home and I saw that something we had ordered came in the mail and I was like, oh, I guess that he was just saying, hey, your leggings came in the mail and surprise.
Wait, we had ordered? You mean he had participated in the purchase of leggings?
We got a Peloton and you get this like $100 gift card.
Right.
And so
right,
our free gift
bragger.
Card had, yep, I'm a bragger. Okay. Sorry. Anyway, it had showed up. So I'm sitting, he's like, Sarah, do you see your surprise? And I was like, no. And in walks my husband with his huge brown sack. And I'm like, what is this? Well, he went to Saltgrass, which is over by our house.
Saltgrass is
Steakhouse.
A restaurant. Yes, okay.
He was picking up lunch for himself, but also they had a bunch of extra groceries they were trying to sell. It was 50 pounds of flour.
Bro.
50 pounds of flour?
Because right now,
oh my God.
When you go to the grocery store, you can't find flour anymore.
True.
And we have a bread
you
maker.
Can't?
Oh, no.
No, you can't find flour anywhere. And we have a bread maker, and the girls like to make cookies. So I was just like, oh, yeah, next time, if you happen to see, like, you know, a normal 5-pound bag of flour, just go ahead and buy it. No big deal. We're surviving.
5 pound.
5 pound. No big deal. We're surviving.
He bought 50 pounds.
He bought 50 pounds. And I mean, just to Saltgrass's credit, they're like, you don't have to buy the full bag, you know, we'll put them in Ziploc bags for 5 pounds
nice.
And sell them off. And the whole bag costs like $20. It's not like he spent a fortune on it.
All right.
So now I'm like, well, we can sell bags of flour to the neighborhood, I guess.
Wait. You're really thinking about divvying it? Like, you're like a cocaine dealer, but for flour. Are you serious? You're going to chop in some baking soda, too?
I mean, I'm just saying, but then when he got back, I was like, well, this is great. Now we can make all the bread, but the problem is we don't have any yeast, which you need to make bread.
Back to Saltgrass we go. Aaron, what's the one thing that you have bought that you never, ever bought before at the grocery store?
Canned oysters.
Ew, gross.
Dude.
Why? Like, is there nothing left? Ew.
There's anything left.
What are you going to do with those things?
Well, you cook them as long as you can. I don't care if they taste like, they're like rubber, but whatever.
Elizabeth, what's the one thing that you bought that you have never, ever purchased before at the grocery store?
Believe it or not, I bought chicken feet.
Ew.
Well, I was like, we
just saw a story about Chicken Feet.
No, you were saying, okay, here's how this went down.
Okay.
Alex was like, when all of this is over, uh-huh. we need to take Booker to a fiesta because uh-huh. he's never been to a fiesta supermarket.
Oh, yes.
And then I said, oh, yeah, they have things that are interesting, like Chicken Feet.
Right.
And then I sent y'all a picture
yes.
because Chicken Feet often still have the sharp little toenails at the
right.
end.
Right, and you're wondering if they cut it off?
We were just wondering if they file it down.
File it down.
And then I asked, like, do you just bite on that? Is that, like, what people eat it? And then Sarah mentioned, like, you throw it in a soup and, like,
yeah.
make a
You're
pot.
The Mexican. You're the one that's supposed to have the answers to this.
Bro, honestly, I grew up in El Paso, and I am Mexican, but we don't eat chicken feet. My dad loves pig feet, though.
You're semi-refined.
Semi.
We're getting a lot of messages about this. What have you never purchased before but feel like you got to have it now?
Vernine, V-E-R-N-E-N-E, says she had a 10-pound log of ground beef because they had no other meat. So
oh,
she
I've
went
seen those logs of ground beef, bro.
What?
Yes, it's literally like a log of ground beef.
Okay.
Courtney Brown had to buy cheap Walmart TP that's so thin you need to use twice the amount because
yeah.
it just like crumbles.
Mm-hmm. Or you end up wiping your butt with your fingers because yep. your
right,
fingers
right.
bust through.
Lisa says she's never bought sweet potatoes before but couldn't find the other kind, so they had sweet potato fries and they actually kind of liked
it. Sweet potato fries are amazing.
I know. That's, Alicia.
Sounds really good right now.
I agree. Alicia had to buy a jar of already chopped garlic because they couldn't find any garlic, so they just went ahead and got the jar.
Sure.
Denise is having to buy all the expensive brand names because that's all that's left. She's usually a super frugal person, but had to make exceptions this week in everything that she's buying. Mary had to get gluten-free bagels in the freezer section because it's the only one she can find. Like, that's the thing. If you're like a super healthy eater, I know Booker, your family likes to buy those siete tortillas.
Yeah,
like,
and they're like $8
they're
a package.
They're like $8 for seven
like six
tortillas.
Or seven tortillas.
I went
yeah,
to
it's
a grocery
crazy.
Store. There were so many of them because nobody wants to buy them.
That's awesome.
And then Griselda purchased her first broom last week because she couldn't find any Swiffer wipes.
Oh, that's funny.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
So this is how many people in isolation are now cutting their own hair, which means pretty soon every guy is going to look like that dude from Tiger King.
That mullet.
Shh. Throwback. Shh. Throwback.
Throwback Thursday.
All right, y'all, here we go. It's time to play Throwback Thursday. We're going back in time. When life was so much easier.
Seriously.
Wasn't as complicated. We could actually get in our car and go somewhere. We can actually hug one another.
Seriously. We take all that for granted.
We really do.
I mean, like, I miss just, like, touching a stranger, like, shaking their hand and saying what's up.
Hey, once we're in the clear, I think people are just going to go nuts. Like, no one's going to stay home.
I hope. I hope it is just a giant party, like the last day of school style. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody's going to restaurants and clubs and concerts and sporting events, and we're all just making out with one another.
Seriously.
It'll be like the 70s or 60s or whatever it was.
I was thinking like all old school Woodstock, like the whole love thing.
God, that sounds amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, here we go. Tell me the year. You ready, Sarah?
Yes.
All right. The year that, well, Sarah, you can sit this one out. This one's for Alex because he's so gangster. NWA founder Eazy-E died of AIDS at the age of 30, only 3 weeks after being diagnosed. Hey, by the way,
yeah,
this is pretty crazy. I don't know if you ever heard this, but there's an old school rapper, producer named Frost, who said that because Eazy-E was such an outspoken proponent of the government,
mm-hmm.
that he was assassinated, he was killed, and he was tainted with the AIDS virus from acupuncture. He needed acupuncture.
Tainted. Yeah. He was tainted.
So it was like, so yes. Eazy-E dying is like a government conspiracy.
Right. They put the AIDS virus on the end of these acupuncture needles.
That's and terrible. That's why he died so fast. Like it was
like,
just.
Literally 3 weeks.
Wow.
He was diagnosed with the AIDS virus and then he died. Listen to his theory. It's really fascinating.
It seems like every person that's done a record about that or done that or raised up to the government has either, that's either been their demise. Tupac, another example, Mr. Clinton, Mr. Rothel, you're too lame to understand the way the game go, you're lame, so I gotta hit you with a hot pack. He's talking about straight killing the president of the United States, and then his demise happens. dude from a sniper, not a gangbang killer, bro. Come on, think about this. A dude that's gonna come and meticulously put 5-6 bullets in a circle is not a gangbanger, dude, because gangbangers that come and shoot are just gonna shoot like that and hit bullets on the wall, on the top, on the thing, and hope that they got enough rounds to clip one of their enemies or not. Not like that, bro.
Really interesting, isn't it?
Seriously.
Wow.
Sarah's like, what are you talking about?
You remember?
I have no idea.
Don't even know. Back in the day, the AIDS virus was the most scary thing ever. And thank God for modern medicine. It's not something we hear about anymore. But it certainly wasn't this year, because same year, Bruce Springsteen won 4 Grammys, including Song of the Year, for his AIDS anthem, Streets of Philadelphia. Sheryl Crow won Best New Artist and took Best Record and Best Female Pop Vocal Performance for All I Want to Do at the Grammy Awards. Tony Bennett won Best Album for MTV Unplugged. Really interesting. Black and okay, how are we feeling right now? We feeling good?
Well, that helps.
Okay,
yeah,
that did help.
Yeah, mid-90s for sure.
All right, well, this is definitely going to help you, because it was in this year that a truck bomb destroyed the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, killing 168 people and injuring hundreds more. Man, could this be any more dark and gloomy?
Right?
I should have made this, like, really super positive, because everything we're dealing with right now. Anyway, Timothy McVeigh was later convicted of federal murder charges and sentenced to death.
A massive car bomb exploded outside of a large federal building in downtown Oklahoma City, shattering that building, killing children, killing federal employees, military men, and civilians.
He was finally executed on June 11th of a much later year. Terry Nichols got life in prison for conspiracy and involuntary manslaughter in connection with the bombing. Man, the negative continues.
I mean, it's just
I don't
why
know.
Did you choose this
I don't know. That's a very good question.
I mean, it's kind of showing us that we're in a bad time right now, and there were some bad times that we pulled ourselves out of.
Yeah,
so
that was my theory behind.
Think of the positive.
Thank
came.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
Jimmy Vaughn, Eric Clapton, B.B. King, Buddy Guy, Robert Cray reunited for a tribute to Stevie Ray Vaughan. All 5 had played with Stevie Ray at his last show before he was killed in a helicopter crash. Do y'all know why Stevie Ray Vaughan has a statue at Town Lake?
He's on Lady Bird Lake.
Because what?
He's an Austin guy, right?
Well, he's from Dallas.
Oh.
But now I know.
What?
The Stevie Ray Vaughan statue is a tribute to the great guitarist who lived in Austin, where he was a big part of the live music community. Stevie Ray held several concerts about 100 yards from the location of the statue, which, by the way, wasn't the originally intended location. However, because the statue has a hat, the original spot would have left his face in a shadow most of the time.
Another really interesting fact about that is the artist was very, very conscious about how he made Stevie Ray portray. They wanted to focus more on him as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So you notice, can you visualize the statue right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, totally.
So he's standing up, right? Mm-hmm. He's kind of holding his guitar, but he's holding it down because they wanted to present it as Stevie Ray Vaughan was a very approachable guy. But have you ever been there in person?
I walked by it.
Walked by it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I never hung out until I have not taken a picture.
But I need to. Behind the statue is a fake shadow, but in the fake shadow, which is lying down, he's playing the guitar.
Oh, wow.
It's really fascinating.
All right. That makes me want to, I guess, can we go look at it? I guess you can still go and look at it.
Yeah,
now, right?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they don't want a lot of people in the hike and bike trail.
Right. So
6 feet, man. Practice social distancing.
You got to be 6 feet from Stevie. Also.
All right. Here's the last clue, and then I'm going to have you lock in your guesses. We were in the middle of a 7-week run on this day, March 26th. Madonna had a big song with this one.
I've always been in love with you. I guess you both.
Remember this?
Mm-hmm.
But it's true.
Sarah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You took my love for granted. Why? Oh, why? This show is over. Say goodbye.
Just from that movie, she was in Evita. Or is that a different song?
No, a different song.
Oh.
Okay, here we are. It's time.
Yeah.
Alex Franco, give it to us.
So I threw out mid-90s.
You did.
And I'm going to go a little, I'm going to go like 97, 98. I mean, do I have to lock it in now?
Lock it in.
All right, I'm going to go 97.
97. Oh, wait. That's the wrong one. Lock it in. There you go. Sarah Osbourne.
Yeah, that's false because
what?
Oh, she
the
says
movie Philadelphia came out before Forrest Gump, which came out in 96.
Oh, dang, Sarah. Look at you.
So I think it's 94 or 95. There was basically this like era of Tom Hanks winning everything.
Mm-hmm. Including the coronavirus.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
I'm going to go with 95.
Yes. See, I said it's
You said
mid-90s. I should have gone with 95.
But then you went with 98.
But it
Do you want to change your guess?
I said 97, 98. Let me go to 97.
97. Are you sure?
Yes. Still wrong. It Sarah, feels 97.
Are you locking in 95?
Yeah, it's 94 and 95. But because you said Bruce Springsteen won this award, I'm going to go 95.
All right. Well, let's quickly recap. Eazy-E died of AIDS at the age of 30, only 3 weeks after being diagnosed. Sheryl Crow won Best New Artist and took home Best Record, Female Performance for All I Want to Do. Bruce Springsteen won Song of the Year. 4 Grammys he picked up for his song Streets of Philadelphia. The Oklahoma City bombing happened. Stevie Ray Vaughan tribute show went down. And Madonna's Take a Bow was the number one song in the radio all in the year.
Did one of us get it right?
You did.
Oh, one of us did.
Oh, it's me.
It is Sarah.
Oh, damn. 95 it was. Look at you.
95.
I wanted to scream so loud, but we have teenagers in the house, and I'm broadcasting right next to their rooms right now, and so I had to quiet scream so I didn't wake them up.
You know, no. You do whatever you need to do.
Who owns that house?
Exactly.
Exactly,
That's right, Sarah. Don't succumb to their laziness.
Teenage ways.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.